The Day of the Scorpion by Paul Scott. Copyright 1968 by Paul Scott. This recording of the full-length reading of The Day of the Scorpion was recorded by arrangement with William Morrow and Company, Incorporated, and was produced in 1991 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Richard Brown. Prologue. The writer encountered a Muslim woman once in a narrow street of a predominantly Hindu town in the quarter inhabited by moneylenders. The feeling he had was that she was coming in search of a loan. She wore the burqa, that unhygienic head-to-toe covering that turns a woman into a walking symbol of inefficient civic refuse collection and leaves you without even an impression of her eyes behind the slits she watches the gay world through, tempted but not tempting. A garment, in all probability, inflaming to her passions, but chilling to her expectations of having them satisfied. Pity her for the titillation she must suffer. After she had passed, there was a smell of Chanel No. 5, which suggested that she needed money because she liked expensive things. Perhaps she had a rebellious spirit, or labored under a confusion of ideas and intentions. On the other hand, she may merely have been submissive to her husband, drenching herself for his private delight with a scent she did not realize was also...